சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. ஓம். பேஜ் 96 வெர்ஸ் 134. நிமேஷார்த்தம் நதிஷ்டந்தி வ்ருத்திம் ப்ரஹ்மமயிம் வினாம் யதா திஷ்டந்தி ப்ரஹ்மாத்யாஹ சனகாத்யாஷுகாதயஹ Just as there are intermediary stages in our travel or journey whenever we want to go anywhere, we have to cross many intermediary stations. Similarly, in spiritual journey also, when we want to reach our destination, here also we have to cross many stages, intermediary stages. Those stages are prescribed by the scriptures in the form of sadhanas. Karma yoga, one intermediary stage, one has to purify his or her own mind. For refinement, one has to practice karma yoga sadhana, that is first intermediary station, like we call it as stage. Then second station, intermediary station, is upasana yoga, meditations or mantra japa for ekagrata, for focusing mind or for concentration. One has to make one's mind very subtle by upasana yoga. Then the third stage, that intermediary stage, is called jnana yoga. In that jnana yoga, one has to study shastra, scriptures, for a length of time under a competent teacher. Shravanam alone is not sufficient. We have to do mananam also. Until all doubts are cleared, we have to do mananam, reflecting upon the teaching again and again and again. Not only that, in that jnana yoga, final sadhana is nididhyasanam, contemplation, Vedantic meditation, alert living, in keeping with shastric teaching. In keeping with shastric teaching, the teaching has to come to the surface of my mind whenever I want, whenever I need. Once I get that capacity, my mind will change slowly, gradually, from Jagat Satyatva Buddhi to Brahma Satyatva Buddhi. Gradually, no hurry. Shastra says no hurry, take your own time, worry as long as you want to worry. People, when they are tired of worrying, they slowly come to shastra study. I can't spend my time in worry. I'm tired of enough of worry. Let me come for shastra study. Once you are clear enough about that Brahman is myself, my real nature. What I am experiencing cannot be real, it is only drishya prapancha, anatma, prakriti, maya. It doesn't have its own existence. I am blessing that mithya nama rupa by lending existence, consciousness. The nishtha sake, Shankaracharya prescribing nididhyasanam, he has completed. These are all sadhanas, intermediate stages he has elaborately explained from the beginning. Now the last stage what we are seeing, once you are successful nididhyasaka, once you are a successful nididhyasaka, brahmamayi vrittim, all the time, means you never lose sight of your real nature. In spite of doing interaction, you never give reality to this body-mind relations rules. You are not carried away by those rules. In spite of you that you are rolling in the rules, rolling means what? Busy. Always you are playing your role. In spite of that, you never lose sight of your real nature. Swamini teaching comes in the mind, to the surface. That is that real nishthana. Easily, spontaneously, without any difficult. That is very important. For that, Shankaracharya gives models. How Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma, always remaining in his real nature, in spite of busy duty, what creation, is always established in Brahman. Not only Brahma, Sanakadhyaha, in this 134, we were seeing in the last class, yatha brahmadhyaha trishthanti, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, all of them, all great acharyas, Sanakadhyaha, Sanakasanandana, they also, Narayana, all of them, Shukadayaha, Shuka Maharshi, Vyasa Maharshi, many other acharyas from ancient time, all were ever abiding in their Atma Swarupam. You have to keep them in your mind. You also practice like that. Tadha, they never stayed even half a minute. Nimesha Ardham. Ardham means half. Nimesha means minute. Even a half minute. That means how many seconds for half minute? Calculator, Venuma? 30 seconds. For 1 minute, half is 30 seconds. 60 seconds, 1 minute. Nimisham means 1 minute. Half a minute means 30 seconds. Nimeshartham, even half a second also, they never lose sight of their real nature. Manak half a second remembering. They never forget that, to remember that their real nature, even half a second. Natishthanti nimeshardhamati. What is that? Brahmamayi mrittim vina natishthanti. Without Brahman thought, that vritti they entertain all the time, at the back of their mind. Brahmamayi mrittim. A vritti, vritti means thought. A thought which is endowed with Brahman nature. Mayi means endowed with, associated with. You see, observe your thought, so all the time it is associated with one object or other. All the time. We have no time to observe, that's all. If you are subtle enough, if you watch your thought, it always hooked to one object or other, one name, one form it holds. These Mahatmas always allow their mind hold to that thought which is associated with Sat-Chit Ananda. Either they enjoy this existence, pure existence, part of Brahman, or consciousness part of Brahman, or Ananda part of Brahman, all the time, in spite of seeing all these worldly activities, they never lose sight of Brahmanishtha. Jnani also like that only. So all the seekers of moksha should follow Brahmamayim Vrittim. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we are going to enter a new topic from 135 to 139. Shankaracharya summing up the entire teaching. Very important, significant idea he is presenting from 135. We will read. Karye karanatayata karane nahi karyata karanatvam tato gacchet karyabhave vicharatah Now I will give you the gist of this method, what he is going to introduce. All of you know that, but since it is very important, I would like to analyze before going to the shloka exactly. We are seeing that example all the time, the pot. I am showing this pot and asking you, is there a pot? This is what I was doing for a long time. No? So this pot I am carrying all the way. You know? Now, Shankaracharya dealing with the same example, what he was taking, that I am only using from long time. This is not my invention, okay? It is a good old classical example taken by all our acharyas. Now in this portion, Acharya using this example especially for clear understanding. Now four stages we have to understand. First, what I do, I introduce the pot. First I show the pot, there is a pot. Introducing the pot is a product, a effect. In Sanskrit it is called as karyam. So introducing that karyam first, effect, stage number one. Once you are all very, very alert, yes, there is a pot, all of you accept, then I introduce the second step, that is, this pot, its cause is clay. I introduce the clay, which is the cause for this pot. I introduce the clay in addition to the pot. In first stage what I did, I have introduced only pot. In second stage what am I doing? Along with the pot, second stage I am introducing this pot, its cause is, karanam is clay. Yes, clay is the karanam, it is the cause. Since the pot is an effect, its cause is clean, clay pot. So second stage also clear. Then third stage we say, there is no pot substance. A substance called pot is not there. Introducing the pot, introducing its cause, that is clay. Third stage, what we do, really speaking, there is no pot at all. the substantiality of the pot is nothing but clay. Therefore, we can say, really speaking, what you are seeing is clay only. There is no pot. Pot is negated. Pot is falsified or negated. Once pot is negated, really pot is not there. Clay alone is there in the form of pot. There is no, even a gram of weight has increased when the pot has created. Clay weight is pot weight. Clear? Clay weight is pot weight. Clay has got some weight. Pot also has got some extra weight. No. It is very clear. Therefore, pot weight or pot substance is not there separately, independently, other than clay weight, clay substance. Therefore, happily we can say what? Pot is not there. Clay alone is there. Pot we have negated. Since pot is not there, fourth stage what we do? The causal status of the clay, we take it back. First I have introduced karanatvam in second stage. In fourth stage what I do? Since the pot is not there, really, why I have to give the causal status? Karanatvam status to clay. It is a relative status. Pot, if I accept only, karanatvam of clay I have to accept. Once karyam pot is not there, karanatvam status is also taken back or goes away. The first two stages are called adhyaropa, superimposition, adhyaropa. Third and fourth stage is known as apavada, negation. Superimposition and negation. Adhyaropa and apavada. So first one and two stages are called adhyaropa. Deliberately we introduce. Then deliberately we negate the first two. There is no pot. Therefore there is no real karanam status. Karanam is there. Clay is there. But clay status, no? Karana status goes away. Clear? Clay also goes away. When pot is not there, and I say, clay is there or not? Clay is there, but karanatvam status will go away. That is why beautiful sloka says, adhyaropa apavadabhyam nishprapancham prapanchate. Adhyaropa apavada, through this method, it is a method. Adhyaropa apavada nyayaha, it is a method of teaching. This superimposition, adhyaropa, then apavada, negation, is for the sake of nishprapancham prapanchate. That Brahman, who is formless Brahman, is superimposed as though has got form and name. We have superimposed name and form upon Brahman. So these are the four steps we have to remember. Nishprapancha means world. Nishprapancha means worldless. Worldless means what? Brahman. Brahman who is free from world but appears in the world. Prapanchate means, taught by our acharyas. For what sake? Shishyanam sukhabodartham. For the easy understanding of shishyas, students. Shishyanam sukhabodartham. For easy way of understanding, the teachers take this type of teaching methodology by whom? Kalpitahanar. Tattvagnaihi kalpitakramaha. Tattvagnaihi means all knowers of truth, wise people. தத்வஜ்ஞைஹி பை வைஸ் பீப்பிள் பை ஜ்ஞானிஸ் கல்பிதஹா க்ரமஹ. திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி கல்பிதஹா மீன்ஸ் தே ஹவ் யூஸ்டு திஸ் திஸ் க்ரமஹ மீன்ஸ் திஸ் பத்ததி திஸ் மெத்தடாலஜி தட் இஸ் வாட் ஆச்சாரியா இஸ் ரிமைண்டிங் அஸ் ஹியர் இன் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா. Now look into the shloka. It is a drishtanta in this shloka. Next shloka is a darshtanta. You have to supply to darshtanta also. There are also four stages I will tell you and I will introduce this shloka. Four stages you see. Pot I have introduced there. Now in darshtanta I have introduced the world. World is created. World is there. World is an effect. காரியம் ஸ்டேஜ் நம்பர் ஒன். வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ்ட். தேர் இஸ் எ வேர்ல்ட். பிரபஞ்சா அஸ்தி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ். செகண்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் ஐ இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ் திஸ் பிரபஞ்சஸ்ய காரணம் பிரம்ம. பிரம்ம ஏவ காரணம் ஜகதா. ஐ இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ் பிரம்மன் ஆஸ் காரணம். தஸ்மாத்மன ஆகாஷம்பூதஹ. காரணம் பிரம்ம இஸ் இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ்டு. காரிய பிரபஞ்ச இஸ் இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ்டு. தீஸ் டூ ஸ்டேஜஸ் ஆர் அத்யாரோபா. தேர்ஃபோர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் அண்ட் செகண்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ்டு. காரியம் இஸ் இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ்டு. வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் எ காரியம். இட்ஸ் காஸ் பிரம்மன் ஆல்சோ இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ்டு. எஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் தேர். Its cause Brahman also is there. Having introduced this two stages adhyaropa, now third stage we introduce. There is no world at all. World is not there really, substantially. It has no independent existence of its own. So world is negated. This is called apavada. Apavada stage number 1. Apavada stage number 2 is, since world is not there, Brahman karanatvam status also taken back. You all of you know this. Okay, just we are enjoying. Okay, karanatvam mandukya visa, all this in elaborately visa. Karanatvam status of Brahman is irrelevant when world is falsified. Karanatvam is only from the standpoint of karyam jagat. Karya jagat, if you say karanam brahma, you have to say relation. Relation is the criteria here. Relatively, if you say relatively, since it is karyam, brahman is karanam. World is not karyam once I falsify, it is not there really. Pot we can falsify easily. But world you have to falsify, along with world you have to falsify your body, mind also. Because it comes under objective world, body, mind also. So very tough, that is the toughest task in Vedanta. If you do that, you have reached that soul. Where? Reached, don't think really reaching. That means you have accomplished that what you have to accomplish through Vedanta study in artham. So mithyatva nischayam is tough. So prapancham mithyatvam, third stage. Karyam jagat nasti. Since karya jagat nasti, karanam status of Brahman also goes away. So apavada, that's what he is presenting. Now look into the sloka. It is very easy for you. Now you can understand. காரியே காரணதா யாதா. காரியே மீன்ஸ் பாட், கிளே பாட். காரணதா யாதா, கிளே இஸ் இன்ஹரண்ட். யாதா மீன்ஸ் கிளே இஸ் இன்ஹரண்ட். அனுசியூததயா இன்ட்ரென்சிக்கலி கிளே இஸ் தேர். பாட் இஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் இன்ட்ரென்சிக் நேச்சர். நேம் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பாட் போத் ஆர் டெம்பரரிலி ஹவ் கம். They go after some time. But clay is before the pot emergence also, pot, clay was there. after the destruction of pot also clay is there. Therefore, clay always it is there. Karanata yata means clay is inherent. Where karye? Karye means in karyam. He didn't say gatamrud. He is going to tell that. Therefore, I have introduced that clay and pot. You can take any other example also. He takes clay and pot here. Wave, water you can take. Gold, ornament you can take. Sufficient, so many examples we have. Cloth and fiber you can take. Wood and furniture you can take. So, karye karanata yata. But, karane karyata nahi. In karanam, karyam is not there. That means what? Karanam is not depending upon karyam. But karyam is always depending upon karanam for its existence. Without pot also, clay can exist or not? Exist. Without pot shape, pot name, clay can exist. But pot can exist without clay? It cannot exist. That's what he says. Karane in karanam karyata nahi. There is no karyam. Pot is not inherent in the clay. Karane means in the clay. Karyata, pot is not there. Nahi. Nahi means not Hindi, nahi. Okay, Sanskrit. It is not there at all. So, karye karanata yata is adhyaropa. Karane karyata nahi. There is no pot really speaking. No, really speaking there is no pot at all. Pot is not there in the karanam. That is apavada. Then karanatvam tataha gachet. Karyabhave, once karyam is not there, karyam is not there really, really in vicharataha, after enquiry. Just like that it cannot go. I am showing this part from many years. Vicharataha. Many times I have changed many parts also. Okay. So, vicharataha means on enquiry, on analysis. Vicharataha, karyabhave, once pot is not there, defect is not there, tataha, then karanatvam gachet. Karanatvam, atvam is very important. Karanam na gachet. The cause will not go. Cause continues, but its causal status will go away. Person continues. Fatherhood, motherhood is a status. Previously he was only a person. After son born, he became a father. She became a mother. Mother status has come in time. Father status has come. That is called karanatvam status. Next shloka, dashtanta. अथ शुद्धं भवेद् वस्तु यद्वै वाचामगोचरम् द्रष्टव्यं मृद्घटेनैव दृष्टान्तेन पुनः पुनः Now, Acharya is asking us this karana sattve karya sattvam, karana abhave karya abhavaha, tasmat karanameva satyam. Karyam, Chandogya Upanishad, you can see that example, mrittika ityeva satyam, vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. This pot name, pot form, only vacha arambhanam, they are only on your lip service. They are not real. they are only vikara, modification of the clay. What is there? Only clay. Mrittika ityeva satyam. Mrittika means clay. That alone is satyam. Atha, then once you have understood this karya introduction, then karanatvam introduction. Introduction means introducing, accepting. Then karya negation, then karanatvam negation. Four stages are clear for you. Then apply this to Brahman. What is that? Yet, yadvai, indeed, which is indeed vachamagocharam shuddham vastu bhavet. Tatu drashtavyam. Vachamagocharam means, vak means nameless, agocharam means formless, agocharam means here invisible, not available for perception. Agocharam. Vachama gocharam means nama rupa rahitam. Yadvastu tat shuddham drashtavyam. One has to understand. Drashtavyam means one has to understand. One has to see clearly, not with fleshy eyes, but wisdom eye. Through wisdom eye, one has to see. Don't take literal meaning of seeing. So, seeing means here understanding. Shuddham vastu only is there if you take out the nama rupa. Prapancha, body, mind, they are all having lot of names. And they are available for our perception. Jagat, karyam, including body, mind, all nama rupas we have introduced. Then karanam is Brahman. This Brahman is not shuddham Brahma. Nama rupa sahitam Brahma. Nama rupa sahitam Brahma jagat. That means what? Clay is in the form of pot. Clay is in the form of pot. Now Brahman is in the form of world. Nama rupa prapancham. World is nothing but a world. Because it is a world. Nama rupas are there. But you take out the nama rupa, when I am showing the pot itself, what I have asked you? Take out the pot nama, pot rupa. What you see? Your vision is towards pot nama rupa or clay? Clay only. You have to. I asked you temporarily, intellectually, take out the nama rupa. It is not there. It is clay vikara only. Just like that, you have to take out the nama rupa intellectually from every form and every thing in this universe. Shuddham drashtavyam. You have to see the pure, you have to understand the pure consciousness. Nirupadhika sat brahma, you have to understand. You won't understand, I know. Shankaracharya says, punaha punaha mrudghatenaiva drishtantena drashtavyam. You are not understanding world in the place of pot. You have to see the pot. World is like a pot. Brahman is like a clay. Brahman is not clay. Brahman is like a clay. Like that, drishtanta, drashtanta, drishtanta, drashtanta. Since the pot is not there really, other than clay, similarly, world is also not there. Including body, mind is also not there, other than Brahman. Like that, I have to apply this example again and again and again. Who says? Shankaracharya says, punaha, punaha, again and again. Don't get tired. Never get tired of seeing the pot. How many times I am showing? I love puja. Swamiji, Dayananda Swamiji also keep different size of pots. And he does a lot of dialogue with that pot. Very interesting. Like that, you have to do mrudghatena drishtantena. With this clay pot example, again and again, you have to analyze. What you have to analyze, not clay pot alone. All the time remembering clay pot, clay pot, clay pot. You have to apply this example to Darshtanta. That truth, the Shuddham Brahma, that Vastu, is myself. I have to arrive at. This is called Anvaya Vyatireka. Yat Sattve, Yat Sattvam, Anvaya. Co-presence. Yadabhave, Yadabhavaha, co-absence. After negating the karyam, karanatvam we take. Really speaking, Brahman is not karanam also. Brahman is neither karanam nor karyam. That is what he is going to explain further. Aninaiva prakarena. Vrittir brahmatmika bhavet. Udeti shuddha cittanam. Vritti jnanam tatah param. This methodology or this method of teaching is very interesting and very useful, very significant for clarity. More and more clarity you get by this analysis. That's what he says, anenaiva prakarena, in this manner. In this manner means which manner? As said above, four stages. Karyam asti, introducing karyam, introducing karanam, negating karyam, negating karanatvam. Introducing effect, introducing the cause, negating the effect, negating the causal status. Why to introduce? Why to negate? Prakshalanadhi pankasya durat asparshanam varam. Why we have to enter in a muddy, you know, that mud, dirty mud, why we have to enter and afterwards come and wash your feet? What for this method is required? Okay, even though it is mud in the full of prapancha is nama rupa, we introduce that. I told you, Sishyanam Sukha Bodhartham. We love. How many times I show this part, you are all happy to look at the part. Why? Sukha Bodha. Sukha Bodha means what? For easy, comfortable understanding. That is why Anena Prakarena, in this manner, you supply to all other examples also. Whatever example you like, suppose you go to beach. You need not carry water everywhere. Suppose you go to beach, look at the water, karanam. First give karanam status, because waves are there, karyam. Really speaking, waves are not there, they are only water. Therefore, I negate waves. Once waves are negated, can I say this water is the cause for waves? Since waves are false, causal status of that water also gone. Nice. Whenever you go to beach, you can do that. Whenever you go to Nalli shop, there also you can do the same thing. All sarees, different colors, different items and different products, all are nothing but thread. Thread is karanam, all that clothes are karyam. You are going to that shop, no? Nelli, Saravana, Kumaran, so many shops you are going, putis. Well, go and apply Vedanta, wherever you go. So you cannot miss it. Nimeshardhamati. You cannot miss it. And next go to Kalyan. Okay. Now new jewelry shop nearby. You go there, so many ornaments, first floor, second floor, so many ornaments, karyam, introduce ornaments. Cause is what? Gold is the cause. Then you understand, you know, no ornaments at all. They are all unreal. They are only appearance. Then you negate the ornaments. Then causal state of gold also will go away automatically. You need not do anything. As the moment you negate the karyam, karanatvam also goes along with that. Like that. If you go to a furniture shop, you will do that job. Like that. So many examples. Galore. No. Whatever example is available, there you do that. Okay? Anena prakarena, what to do? Vrittihi brahmatmika bhavet. Vrittihi means here thought. Brahmatmika means the mind get brahmakara vritti. The vritti is soaked with, saturated with sat chit ananda. Sat chit ananda. I am pure consciousness, infinite principle. Mind is soaked with that, like ooragai uppu. Uppu means that ooragai is na uppu, no, soaked salt. Like that, and then my vritti, the Brahman uppu, it has to be soaked. How it has to be soaked? Sadrupena, chidrupena, anandarupena, ahameva Brahman iti vritti. Adi brahmatmika vritti bhavet. Bhavet. It is easy. Very, very easy. When you use this example again and again and again. Not only when Swamini is showing every time part. Wherever the time permits, whenever chance comes, never leave that. What happens with them? Tatah param, you are so much efficient in using these examples and you are thorough. Yes, there is no karyam at all. Impossible. Cause alone is appearing in the form of karyam. Therefore, it is not karanam also. Karya karana vilakshanam. Since gold is not karanam, gold remains as what? Karya karana vilakshanam swarnam. Similarly, karya karana vilakshanam man klik mrit alone remains. Because karyam is falsified, karanatvam status also taken away, then what remains? Neither karyam nor karanam. But what remains? Klik remains. So karya karana vilakshana, that will remain. Similarly, in Dashtanta also, Karya Karana Vilakshana, Aham Brahma Asmi. I am neither cause nor effect. Effect is false appearance. Therefore, I am neither cause nor effect. Cause also is not my nature. Causal status also I don't have. That is from relative standpoint. Standpoint only this is. As long as that karyam is there, I play the karanatvam status. Karyam falsified, I am free. And the karanatvam, we have to, that burden some, no? That's why Brahman is akaranam. That is jagrat, svapna, sushupti. Pradamaspada, dvitiyaspada, tritiyaspada. Whole thing is nama rupa prapancha, sula, sukshma, karana, vishwa, taijasa, pragna. All of them come under karyam. Sukshma karyam or sula karyam. They all come under effects only. Really speaking, vishwa is false, taijasa is false, even pragna is also false. Turiya Atma, I am alone is Satyam, Nantah Pragnam, Navahish Pragnam, Novayatah Pragnam, Mandukya Upanishad 7th Mantra. I am Turiya Atma, Karya Karana Vilakshanaha. Therefore, Tat Tatah Param, Tataha means therefore. Tatah para means after that. After that, vritti jnanam udeti. Vritti jnanam. Vritti means thought. Thought is always associated with reflected consciousness. Plain vritti can never stay, it is jadam. It is always associated with RC. In that vritti which is associated with RC, in that RC associated thought, OC udeti. OC udeti enna artham? I am pure consciousness, original consciousness, I recognize. With the help of thought, with the help of RC, Chidabhasa. Chidabhasa is meant only to recognize Aham Brahmasmi. If I don't recognize it, Chidabhasa is useless. Chidabhasa meant for that only, to recognize Chit. Reflected face is for what sake? Reflected face is for reflected face sake or mirror sake? Reflected face is meant to see original face. Go on seeing reflected face in that. Yeah, reflected face you are talking, that is only original face. And the example you can supply, okay? RC, OC, na? Reflected face, original face. Reflected face, original face. Udeti. Here, for whom? Not for all people. Shuddha chittanam. He puts a clause here. What a clause. Umma kashtamana clause. Shuddha chittanam sadhana chatushtaya sampannanam viveka vairagya shama dama uparama titiksha sraddha samadhana mumukshuttam. Whoever having abundantly, they are eligible. Shuddha chittanam vritti jnanam udeti. This akhandakara vritti. Brahma eva atma iti vrittihi. Atma, I the self, am Brahma eva. I the self, OC, am Brahma eva. To you say, to utter this, I have to use what? Thought, vritti I have to use. Chidabhasa, ahankara also I have to use. Ahankara plus one vritti jnanam should come. The jnanam has to come in the form of thought. Jnana vritti. Brahmatmika vritti. Aham Brahma asmi. When? All the time. Now also? Before you are coming to Shastra also, you are Brahman only. We are all Brahman only. After coming only, Brahma has gone. Now we are claiming, that's all. Brahma is deleted to claim Brahma. Brahma is deleted after coming to the class. This is what happened. Brahman jnanam is not a new knowledge. Because mind is not so clear, it is not free from raga dvesha, mind is so gross, mind is not free from all these avalakshanams. Avalakshana na, all evil tendencies, all our mind is trapped in those things. Let's say you go on listening on and mind becomes so pure. How to know my mind is so pure or not? The more you are understanding means the more the mind is pure and artham. That is adayalam, okay, indication, clue. The more I am getting clarity, further, further, further means the mind is so clear, like clean mirror, you can see your face. Once mind is clean, it is very easy to such a mind to claim Aham Brahmasmi. Of course, Guru Vedanta Vakya Dwara Eva. Adi Virkano. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti alone is not sufficient. Shravanam Mananam. Consistent, systematic study is required. Now, have you received the whole teaching? Four stages? Two stages Adhyaropa, two stages Apavada. Four stages, journey is over. ஹூயாமை காரியகாரண விலக்ஷண துரிய ஆத்மா அகமஸ்மி. திஸ் காரியம் சரீரம் நாமா ரூபா ஓன்லி நாம் கே வாஸ்தி, தே ஆர் நாட் ரியல், தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ நீட் நாட் வரி. துரிய ஆத்மா, ஹவு மெனி துரிய ஆத்மாஸ் ஆர் தேர், லெட் அஸ் கிளாரிஃபை, ஹவு மெனி துரிய ஆத்மாஸ் ஆர் தேர், ஓன்லி ஒன் ஆத்மா. I am only appearing in many forms, many names. Therefore, I am Advaitam Brahma. Alone, I am non-dual Brahman. But people are afraid of Advaitam Brahma. Alone, I can't withstand. I need some relation. Without relation, alone, I cannot survive. People are afraid of Advaitam Brahma. They love to be dvaitam only. Naam iruvar, namakkoruvar, first I to you, we, you know, both of us, then we. I, both of us, then we. Ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. All people love that only. Without relation, they cannot withstand. People are afraid of Advaitam Brahma. Dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Really speaking, the second one is the cause for fear. Udaram antaram kurute adha tasya bhayam bhavati. Dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. But people are afraid of Advaitam. Gaudapadacharya says, unfortunately, people are afraid of themselves. Real nature. Turiya atma, which is non-dual. Enakku ane aravad irukkanam ya swamini. Enakku ane. All are there, they are all unreal. Even though they are there, really speaking, you are leaning upon unreal relations where there is no security at all. Leaning upon unreal thing, relations, they are they real? Not real. But you are thinking that there is security. Because you are thinking there is security, you are always insecure. We know how insecure, we saw the floods, Chambarapakkam floods, how insecure people are, rich, rich people. Bangladesh, they are all very crorepatis and waiting for bread from helicopter. How insecure people are, you know. Kan kanda kaatchi enna, namu paathame kannala paathame illaya. How secure, how happy they are. No, you are secure ever. Rely upon that, understand that, you just abide in that. Next shloka, same topic. He continues. Karanam vyatirekena pumanadau vilokayet அன்மயேன புனஸ்தத்தி காரியே நித்யம் ப்ரபஷ்யதி. Even I see the effect, that effect when I perceive, can it displace its cause? If I bring pot only, you'll understand. I know that. Even I perceive the effect, the karyam, can it displace or destroy or eliminate its cause? Now let me show this pot. As you are seeing the pot, you are seeing the shape of the pot, you are grasping that its shape, size, everything. Can that perception remove or displace or destroy the clay vision? Pot vision can displace the clay vision. No, it can never displace the clay vision. Really speaking, clay vision alone is pot vision. Pot vision can never displace the clay vision. Or pot perception can never remove or displace or replace that clay vision, clay perception. Similarly, I see only world, I am not seeing Brahman. Just like பீப்புள் ஆர் டெல்லிங், ஐ பிரம்ம கூட்டஸ்த பிரம்மன் ந பாதி ந அஸ்தி. Brahman is, I am not experiencing Brahman, therefore Brahman is not there. It is just like seeing the pot and saying, I don't see clay, therefore clay is not there. Everybody, while looking at the pot, one Paramananda, yes, Shishya, Paramananda Shishya says, Achipuchi Shishya Nartha, okay. Dull-witted person says, while seeing the pot, I don't see the clay, therefore clay is not there. How ridiculous it is. That much ridiculous, if a person says, I don't see Brahman, therefore Brahman is not there. In every perception, Brahman is available. Every perception, in every cognition, bodham bodham prati viditam, Brahman is available in every cognition, in every knowledge Brahman is available. As I am seeing the world, I have to say what? Brahman eva bhati brahma asti. But people say what? Brahma na bhati na asti. When I show the pot example, you are so happy. When I come to Dashtanta, மூஞ்சு அப்படி இப்படி சும்மா ஜோக்கிங், ஐ ஆம் ஜோக்கிங். தாஷ்டாந்தாலும் யூ மஸ்ட் என்ஜாய் தட் மச் தரோலி. வைல் சீயிங் த வேர்ல்ட், வாட் ஐம் சீயிங், ஐம் சீயிங் பிரம்மன் ஓன்லி. இன் டிஃபரெண்ட் நேம்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஐ அப்ரிசியேட் பிரம்மன் சத் ரூபேண, இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், ஐ அப்ரிசியேட் பிரம்மன் இன் எவ்ரி காக்னிஷன். She is, he is, it is, that easiness is Brahman. I am conscious of, I am aware of, I know this, I am conscious of, that is Puranam, Chaitanyam. How can anyone can miss Brahman? Tell me now. It is impossible to miss Brahman. Anything you can miss train, you can miss fight, you can miss water, you can miss milk, you can miss anything. You can never miss yourself because you are pure existence, consciousness, principle. Since you are Brahman, how can you miss yourself? You can never miss. Look into the shloka. Karanam vyatirekena puman adau vilokayet. Adau, in the beginning. Puman, this person, the seeker, the student, Puman, vilokayet, understand, grasp, vilokayet, what? Karanam vyatirekena, without cause, apavada, first we have to see, can this pot exist without clay? Mrud vyatirekena, ghataha vartateva. This is the first starting point. Can pot exist without? Vitireka means without, absence. Without clay, can pot exist? Vitirekena. Adau vilokayet. Then, next. Anvayena. Punaha tat hi anvayena. Karye nityam prapashyati. The same cause he always see in here intrinsically in all karyams. Details in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹி ஓம்.